Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, there was a high school group, Pat, that got together, and I don't know exactly what they were doing or what the conference was all about, but there was about 1,000 choir singers and apparently these high school choir groups, and they all got together, and I guess they're staying in this hotel, and they began to sing the national anthem a cappella. Now, there's a video of this. You got to hear this. This is they're spread out on 18 floors, and the way that the hotel is shaped, it has a courtyard in the center, and so you know you on each floor you can see all the people in their rooms, and you can look up and you can see all everyone hanging basically around the ledge there,
the balcony,
as they're facing into the courtyard. And this video shows, I mean, it's 18 floors of just these young people just singing the national anthem. I want you to listen to this and see what 1,000 people, young people, singing the national anthem and how beautiful it sounds. Listen up, and we'll make sure this video is available for you on The Torch. God bless America. Is that awesome what? We're going to have that available for you on The Torch, but you got to see this video. And they're just going up.
Is this a choir?
And down. These are 1,000 high school students that have that gathered, I guess, for a conference. I really don't know the details of it. But they did this, what looks like to be an impromptu, you know how teenagers just hanging out on the on the ledger there on the balcony. And they just let it rip, and it just sounded so beautiful.
They're just students. They're not like a choir?
Well, they're choirs from different high schools.
Okay. I missed that part.
And they all got together and started singing. Come on, you got to pay attention, man.
I know.
But this is good stuff, man. I'm just so man, blessed and honored to be American. We talked about yesterday the Olympics and what that all means. But, you know, you love seeing your country represented in these games, and it's just so cool to see that all these athletes that come together – and they're so united, and they're winning for the goal, they're winning to achieve, and I just think it's so cool. And I don't know, I just got filled this morning with so much, I guess, gratitude for living in this blessed land and all of those that have gone before us to make this country great, and for those who sought God for our nation and really ventured out and put their lives, Pat, put their lives on the line. To say, hey, we want a new country. We want a place where we can worship God freely. And the result was this experiment called America that's over 200 years old. And is now, I mean, really one of the greatest nations in the earth. It is the world superpower. And right now it would be such a shame to lose her. You know, but if America doesn't humble herself and really turn back to God, we're in danger of losing this tremendous blessing with amazing freedoms. And you can hear now that there's a choir, if you will, of people and pockets of Americans all across the country that are beginning to wake up and say, yeah, why do we have to lose this thing? Why do we have to lose this country? And even during the Super Bowl, NFL, you know, National Football League, this is prime time with an audience of 130 million plus, Pat. I mean, people spend – you know, they spend millions of dollars for a few seconds commercial because all eyes are on this game, the Super Bowl. The NFL partnered, I believe it was with the Salvation Army, but they put together this commercial, and it includes different people groups and different folks from the military, as well as current and former NFL players and coaches. And it's all shot from different historical sites in the country as they actually talk about our nation, and they actually share bits and pieces of the Declaration of Independence. It was just a beautiful, high-class, high-quality presentation. And I want you to listen to it because you're hearing not just a declaration, but you're hearing it from the words of Americans from across the country of different races, of different backgrounds, and they're saying it in their own words, and it's just wonderful to hear and wonderful to see. We're going to make sure that we actually have this for you when we come back from the break, but we want you to listen, and we want you to hear it, because it's just too amazing. We were talking about the Declaration of Independence and how excited we are and how blessed we are to be born in this awesome country, to be Americans. Listen, it's okay. It's okay to love your country. It's okay to be appreciative of where you've been born. And it's definitely okay to look back at our history and to understand, to have an understanding of why we were founded, what was going on. You know, I have found in my life that, you know, if I don't understand certain things, I tend not to cherish or appreciate them because I lack the understanding. I lack the revelation or the full picture of what particular thing I had in my life. And so I tried all my heart to continue to seek understanding and to seek knowing so that I can cherish those things that I do have. Because, you know, it's nothing like losing something and you realize, well, why did I miss that moment? What? Mm-hmm. Where was it? Where was I? And I'm concerned. I'm concerned for America. I'm concerned for many of us that call this country home. I'm concerned that we may lose this country, and we're going to go, oh, my goodness, where was I? Why wasn't I awake? We talked about this video, this commercial that the NFL put together in conjunction with some other groups and with other Americans. They talked about this country, and they shared and spoke the Declaration of Independence. You got to hear this. Again, we're going to make this available for you on the torch so you can see it in its full context. But you're going to see Colin Powell, the commissioner of the NFL, and a whole bunch of retired and current football players, as well as citizens and military personnel. Listen up and be encouraged.
The Declaration of Independence is a remarkable document that defines our national character. It was in Philadelphia in 1776 when our founding fathers declared our independence and the inherent rights of man. These brave men wrote of simple ideas, equality and liberty.
Penned under threat of death, 56 revolutionaries, chosen by their brethren, signed their names pledging with defiance that the pursuit of happiness was endowed to every man. Our fight for freedom began over 230 years ago. And while our quest to form a more perfect union may have changed paths, the journey towards that perfect union persists to this day.
Slowly, the differences between us have changed from reasons to fight to causes to celebrate. And through the celebration of our differences, whether of birth or creed, we secure liberty for all.
Each American citizen breathes life into the Declaration of Independence every day we live free. The strength of our example is limitless. The world has witnessed us forge through times that try men's souls. We have earned our success. We, the people, must guard and treasure this, our greatest declaration.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people
to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another,
and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them.
A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
That
all men
are created equal.
That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men,
deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends,
it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it,
and to institute new government.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form.
As to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence, indeed, would dictate that governments long established
should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable
than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism,
it is their right, it is their duty,
to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies.
And such is now the necessity
which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America,
in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions,
do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies
solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be
free and independent states,
that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown,
and that all political connection
between them and the state of Great Britain
is and ought to be
totally dissolved,
and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war,
conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce,
and to do all other acts and things
which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration,
with a firm reliance
on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other
our lives,
our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
The King of Great Britain dictated the establishment of an absolute tyranny over the 13 colonies. Our fate under his rule was evident. Therefore, our nation's architects found declaring independence to be worth their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor.
Freedom is common sense. It is our constant, steadfast message to the world, a belief that has inspired us to greatness and shaped our destiny. In America, our home, we are free, we are equal, we are united.
In America, I am home.
We
are home. And we
will cherish and defend
our home, sweet home. We are grateful for a land so fair. Our excellence is not an exception. It is a prevailing attitude. We are a nation determined to realize dreams. Independence, it is ours, just as sure as our title is Americans.
Wow. Absolutely powerful. Wasn't that amazing?
Wow. That was amazing.
The Declaration of Independence. And I love, you know, this is such a beautiful document. I encourage you to get a copy of this. Print one out. Buy one. I have a copy in my office. I read this often because I look at these brave men that were willing to say, hey, listen, we want to do this right. And the very last line of the Declaration of Independence says, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And 56 men, Pat, signed their name to this document. I mean, that was such a bold step, because if they didn't, if they did not win this war here,
right?
They did not win this revolution. Those people were going to be hunted up, and they were going to be killed.
Oh yeah.
And if you look at a copy of the Declaration of Independence, you see this huge signature, John Hancock. And it was like, that took such extreme boldness. Everyone's signing this document. You're putting your name on it. He puts it huge. And I guess that's one of the reasons where you hear that saying, put your John Hancock on it. You know, sign it. Be bold. You know, your name means something. Write it down. And it's just a tremendous blessing. I think about some of, you know, the other patriotic songs and the things that we sing about our country. But there's another song that we sing, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. It's also known as America. And I love the very first few lines of this song. It says, My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let freedom ring all across America. We were talking about the Declaration of Independence. We were talking about some of the patriotic songs that have been written regarding our country. And we really were talking about how much we enjoy being a citizen of this awesome, awesome land. And what a shame it would be. Right, Pat? It would be a shame to lose this country. And the foundation of our country, you know, started with the Declaration of Independence. And, of course, you know, we were able to have this awesome document called the Constitution. But this country wasn't just founded just so that we can have, you know, another land or another group of people. But it was founded so that we could worship God freely. You understand that there was 27 things that were reasons why they, you know, pulled themselves apart from Great Britain. And a lot of times, you know, you hear other reasons, but one of the reasons is that they were being oppressed. They wanted to be able to worship God freely, and they had merged, Great Britain merged, you know, the kingship and God and government all together. And it's like, no, this thing needs to be separate here, okay? Separate, not together. And they went out to form this country, and it was just has been a beautiful experiment, 200-year-plus experiment.
Right. Sure hate to lose it.
Sure hate to lose it, but you know, Pat, I have with me today, and I want to share with the VFN Radio listeners, the very first prayer of the Continental Congress in 1774. The very first prayer. And it was prayed by Reverend Jacob, Dutchy, I think is his last name. We'll make sure we have that available for you so you can try to pronounce it. But he was the rector of Christ Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this prayer was prayed September the 7th. 1774, and I'm going to read it for you. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings and Lord of lords, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers on earth and reignest with power supreme and uncontrolled over all the kingdoms, empires, and governments, look down in mercy, we beseech thee, on these our American states, who have fled to thee from the rod of the oppressor and thrown themselves on thy gracious protection, desiring to be henceforth dependent only on thee. To thee they appealed for the righteousness of their cause. To thee they now look up for that countenance and support which thou alone canst give. Take them, therefore, Heavenly Father, under thy nurturing care, give them wisdom and counsel and valor in the field. Defeat the malicious designs of our cruel adversaries. Convince them of the unrighteousness of their cause. And if they persist in their sanguinary purpose of unerring justice sounding in their hearts, constrain them to drop the weapons of war from their unnerved hands in the day of battle. Be thou present, O God of wisdom, and direct the counsels of this honorable assembly. Enable them to settle things on the best and surest foundation, that the scene of blood may be speedily closed, that order, harmony, and peace may be effectually restored, and truth and justice, religion and piety prevail and flourish. amongst the people, preserve the health of their bodies and vigor of their minds, shower down on them and the millions that they here represent such temporal blessings as thou seest expedient for them in this world, and crown them with everlasting glory in the world to come. All this we ask in the name and through the merits of Jesus Christ, thy Son and our Savior. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. And this was the very first prayer of the Continental Congress.
Wow.
In 1774. And, you know, this is, again, part of our history, American history. Sometimes it's been like, you know, his story, you know, but not the complete history. And we don't want to settle anymore for his story. We want to settle and search out the entire story, the entire picture. And part of American history is the fact that we were founded on Christian principles. We were founded by people that wanted to seek God and have a place where they can freely worship him. And they sought God. And it's just a blessed country.
Yeah.
And I'm honored to be a part of it and live in it. And I want to do my part to stand for it, you know. And whatever country you find yourself in today, listen, make Jesus the Lord of your country. We've talked about how other countries in Latin America are standing up for God and for his ways. I believe it was the president of Venezuela. Not Venezuela. Another president in a Latin country that said, listen, if the Congress tries to push anything towards abortion, I'm going to step down. It was Ecuador. I'm going to step down. And it's like, man, that is awesome. That is amazing. May every country and its leader declare Jesus the Lord over their land. You know, I love what the mayor of Flower Mound, Texas said. 2014 is the year of the Bible. And this was a politician who understood that, hey, for such a time as this, I have the privilege of holding this office temporarily. I'm just a steward of this office. And that he understood that, you know, he had a purpose to being there and that it wasn't going to last forever. The question is, what will you do as a mayor? What will you do as a governor? What will you do as an elected state official? What will you do as a congressman, congresswoman? What would you do as a president? What would you do when you arrive at the opportunity to represent all the people in government? And will you stand? Will you stand for the Constitution? Will you stand for God? Or will you bow down to other little G gods?
Right.
I want to encourage you. Rise up. Mayors all across the country. Elected officials all across the country. Rise up. Those that are believers. And those even that are not. Listen. Seek God. Seek God and watch where things are, watch how things unfold, and watch how things come to pass, what God has destined for us. But we have a choice. And, you know, I'm reminded of James Robinson's word. We have a choice. We could either humble ourselves or we can be humiliated. I'd rather humble myself, and we have the chance to do so.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.